Today's daf is Psachim, daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis. We just got through the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra when he dealt with the non-Jew, the Arimian, who boasted that he ate from the Karan Pesach in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra set him up that he should eat from the tail, and they did their research and found out that he was a big faker, and through that way, they found out the emes, and they killed him. And they said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, right, your effect and your mitsuda, literally, your net is parus over the entire world, even in Yerushalayim. So there's a number of questions that we mentioned at the end of the shiur that the Achronim deal with, maybe one or two ha'aras that were left. Number one is, why did they kill him? How did they kill him? No, it wasn't, this isn't one of the averos that a person, a non-Jew is chayav misa for. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud, goy sha'as like batorah chayav misa. A guy that learns Torah is chayav misa. Lo ya'asok ela b'sheva mitzvah shalahen bovad. No, he is seven mitzvahs. He wants to do 613, then it's a package. Either 7 or 613. V'chein, the Rambam says, goy sheshavas afilu b'yom b'yemos achol. A guy that is shoves even on a weekday. Im asa osola atzmo kamo shabbos chayav misa. If he holds of an iser malacha, he's chayav misa. V'ein tzarich lomar asa moed la'atzmo. If he holds it like, even on a Tuesday, he holds it like a Shabbos, chayav misa. Klalo shel davar, this is an important lashon of the Rambam, ein manichin osan l'chadesh dat. We do not allow them to create a new religion and do mitzvos. Either be a ger and do all the mitzvos. But it's interesting. Why? What do you mean, oh, create your own religion? What if they choose 100 of the mitzvos? But no. Only Shabbos and Torah define the religion. If they accept either of these to do, so that is called defining a new religion, and that would be a chiyav misa. But either way, the Rambam only says it by those two. A Karan Pesach, a non-Jew is not allowed to eat, but it's not a chiyav misa. The Rambam writes in the next halacha, Ben Noach sharatza lasos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satora, kedei lekabel schar, ein modenos o lasos zogel chasa. We don't prevent him. Right? The Radvan says maybe not tefillin, sefer Torah mezuzah, because those have kedusha. But either way, there's no other chiyav misa. So why is he chiyav misa in this context? So we mentioned the Netziv writes in the Moreh Meisada that maybe he walked into the Azara betumas goy. And even though it's an Issa Durabanan, maybe there's an Issa B'dei Shamayim, so maybe it's called totally on walking in with Tumah. Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe it's based on Gezel, because he went in and he took part of a Chabura, and he wasn't really part of the Chabura, and therefore it's Gezel, stealing from them. We know that's one of the Shevet Mitzvahs. B'nei Noach, Rav Elchanan also quotes this in the beginning of Psachim, Nira Hatam Yishim Gezel, Deminu Yo Ala Pesach, Hoi Dei Ta'us, V'Ochal Hashena Shalom. Maybe there's one other idea, and that is, Karban Pesach is a symbolic Karban. The Meshech Chachma deals at length in Parshas Bahaloscha, the importance of Karban Pesach and the symbolic nature, the first national Karban that we have. So even though you're right, Me'ikar Hadin, he's not Chayav Misa. But in certain circumstances, and in certain generations, more like a Hara Asha'a, if he is boasting, he is public about it, he's undermining the entire quality and nature of the Karban. We find there are models where people are not punished per se for their Maisa Aveira, but for what it represents and what it undermines. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful Ramban in Parshas Kiseitse, where the Ramban talks about the four people of Dalet Tzrichan Achraza, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Adaf Peites. Four people, there are announcements made when they are put to death to say, we are putting this person to death because of this, so everybody knows about it. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, says the Ramban in Kiseitse. What does that Achraza reflect? It reflects that they're not being punished per se for their Maisa Aveira, because there's some type of chisaron in each of the Maisa Aveiras by these four people. Ben Sora Amore, Nidor Hashem Sofa, we didn't do anything yet. It's just based on the future. Or Mesis, he tried to convince somebody to do Avodah Zarah. Even if he was not successful, he's put to death. Zakein Mamre, he is L'Shem Shamayim, one of the Sanhedrin that was outvoted, and he thinks everybody else is wrong. So he's L'Shem Shamayim. And of course, Edom Zomimin, Kacha Zomim Lo Kasher Asa. Only if they didn't succeed, says the Ramban, these four people undermine the judicial system and undermine the fabric of society, and therefore they are put to death for what they represent, more than what they actually did. So maybe one could say a similar idea related to our discussion of this Arimian, who boasted and publicized that he was taking part in the Korban Pesach, that's why he was Chayav Misa in a sense, because of what he symbolized and not per se Dafka because of what he did. So that was an important discussion of Me'alia. The other issue brought up was, we're not going to get into is the Ne'emanus issue, right? Tosfos says in Dibur Maskil Va'ana, Mikan Ein Raya, don't believe anybody that comes in front of you and says, I'm a Jew. Right? Can you prove from there? Rabbeinu Tam says yes. Tosfos says maybe not, because there's a rove here. So maybe we'll save that for another time. But the other Tosfos, Me'alia. Tosfos said that, asks, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra come to be Ola Regel? Well, what is the Olah Regel, right? He was in Etzivan. So Tosfos gets a couple of pshatim. He didn't have any karka. He was old. He was in Chutz La'aretz. The Achronim can't fathom where Tosfos gets this from. Right? Chutz La'aretz. No land. Says the Tzlach, right here, in Psachim, the Nodeh Yehuda, Hinei. Ein kavanas ha-Tosfos, shemish ein lo karka patim mi-Pesach. No, you can't say that. Just because somebody doesn't have karka, that doesn't mean he's pater from Karban Pesach. Upuk chazi. Look, shetchilas kushias hatosvos. Lo ayala hakshos lomalo alor abidu emzir lasas haPesach. Tosfos didn't say why wasn't he olor regel to do Pesach. Shezavada eino kushia. But he was derech rechoka upatur. No, he was derech rechoka. That's not what Tosfos was bothered by. Tosfos really was bothered by why wasn't he olor regel. Not Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, he was pater derech rechoka. The question is, why wasn't he on the regel? And that's connected to karka. So that Tosfos, the Tzlach rereads Tosfos. But the Tzlach has an amazing line, though, along the way. He says, Devada he was derech rechoka upator. Velo matzinu sheyehe mechuyav la'alos ulehiskarev kodem zman ha-pesach. Do we ever find that a person has to do what he can to make himself not derech rechoka? Wow, you don't have to? The Menachas Chedev doesn't like this line. Other Achronim say, really? You don't have to put yourself into positions of mitzvos? That's what the Tzlach says. Al pi halacha and al pi hashkafa. There are many that take issue with this line of the Tzlach. This was the major Bali Musar discussion in Baal Oscha on Karban Pesach. Dafka Karban Pesach. What do they say? Lomani Gara. We don't want to be left out. They're putter. They don't have to do it. But they say, Lomani Gara. We don't want to be left out. Says the Osras HaTorah, Oave Hashem, Einam Mevakshim Lihi Pater Michiyuvam, Ela Adaraba, Mechapsim Hein Drachim Ketzal Lizchayv Mitzvahs. They want to know how to be Mizchayv Mitzvahs. And therefore, right, when we leave a sukkah, we cry if we can't be in a sukkah, right? This Chavivas HaMitzvahs, we try to put ourselves into position. Right? I tell the story of somebody who came to Radin one time, and he was sleeping in the Chavetz Chaim's house, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and he saw the Chavetz Chaim wasn't in the house. He was wondering where he was. And the question is, he asked the Rebbetzin, where is he? He says, oh, he's outside. He goes outside. It's snowing. It's dark. And he sees the Chafetz Chaim pacing the streets of Radin. He says, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, I haven't done Kiddush Levana yet. I'm waiting for the last night. I'm waiting for a second for the clouds to open up to see if I see the moon. Right? This is someone. We do look for to put ourselves in the position of mitzvot. We don't want to be Derech Rechoka. We don't want to take the back seat. So that was a big discussion of the Achronim on that line of the Tzlach, which is commenting on Tosfos, right? We mentioned even yesterday the question that was asked to the Chashuk Echemed of a Kohen who lives in Chutz La'aretz who wants to know, does he have a chiyuv to make aliyah in order to duchen every day? So we mentioned that discussion as well. Again, there might be different lengths that one has to go to for different mitzvos, but either way, that's an important discussion that starts from our Tosfos. Okay, we continue the Gemara now. We are on the second to last skinny line on Gimel Amid Beis. Rav Kahana Chalash. Rav Kahana was weak and sick. Shadrua Rabban Rav Yeshua Breid Rav Idi. They sent the Rav Yeshua Breid Rav Idi to see what was happening. Amru Lei Zilbedog Maidine. Go see what his matzav is. Go see if he's okay. Asa, he went, Ashchei Denoch Nafshi. He found out that he had died. Rachman Alitzlan. Kare Lelvushe. So he did Kriya. Via Hadri, there's Kriya on a relative, and there's Kriya on a Gadol Ador, and there's Kriya on a Rebbe Muvak. So Karal Avushi via Hadri l'Kari l'Achore. So what did he do? He did Kriya, and he turned the Kriya Kara around. Ubachi and he cried. Va'asi and he came. It's amazing, just a slight diuk in that first he did Kriya and then he cried. halacha was his first reaction. And then he allowed himself to become emotionally involved. What does it say in the beginning of Chaya Sara? Avram Kade, l'spod l'sara v'liv kosa. The hesped was before the bechi, because he had to take care of national business first. He had to have the hesped, and only afterwards was the bechi. So you have that here too. He did kriya, and then he did the bechi. V'yasi, then he came back, amrule, and they said to him, noch nafshei. They asked him, did he die? Did he pass away? Amar lahu, he says to them, analo kamina, I didn't say it. Let it be known that I never said the words "umotzi diba huksil." We should never. The Gemara said we never should try never to say evil tidings and terrible tidings in an explicit way. This is where it comes from. Yochanan Chakuka, Yochanan Chakuka. That is Rashi says kinui Hashem. Tosfos says maybe he was from a place called Chakuka. Either way, Nafak Lekriyasi, he went out to the villages to see what was the story with the Tua. Kiyasa, when he came, Amrule, they said to him, Chitim Nasu Yafos. They asked him, well, did the wheat produce this year? Was it good? Amrulahem Sa'orim Nasu Yafos. He said, the barley did. Oh, because he didn't want to say, you know, the Chitim didn't. Amrule, they say, what are you telling us about barley for? Seyu Vasel Susam Chamorim. Yo, oh good, go tell the horses and the donkeys. Being sarcastic. Right, what are you telling us about animal fodder for? My Havala the Mayma, what should he have said? Right, he didn't want to give the tidings of that the chitim weren't good. So they could have said as follows. Eshtaki nasu chitim yafas. He could have said last year was a great crop. Inami adashim nasun yafas. Or he could have said lentils, which were also Michael Adam. Right, not specifically Sa'orim, which is Michael Behema, as we know. From the Karbana Omer and the Chadash going from Sa'orim to Techitim, so we know Sa'orim is Machal Behema. Either way, he didn't want to say Beferish the evil tidings. Okay, Vayter, again, as we've said, this beginning of Psachim, every daf is laden, is full of major Shas Sugyas. We try to touch on as many as we can, and Od Chazon Lamaweid, we'll come back to many of these topics as well. Says the Gemara. Rav bar Achua de Rebbe Chia. Ubar Achse. Rav was the son of the brother and the sister of Rebbe Chia. Rav's father was Rebbe Chia's paternal brother, and his mother was Rebbe Chia's maternal sister. So they were allowed to marry each other. Right? The brother and the sister are not related to each other. They got married, and they had Rav. So Rebbe Chia was Rav's uncle from two sides, from his mother and from his father. Kisalik lahasam, when Rav went from his city Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chia was there. Omar lei, Rabbi Chia says to Rav, is your father? He wants to know, how's his brother doing? So he says, your father. Omar lei, Evo Kayam. Omar lei, Ima Kayemes. So he answered with another question. He says, your father's alive? He says, my mother's alive? Omar lei, Ima Kayemes. Omar lei, Evo Kayam? He doesn't answer his question. He's like playing a game with him. He just gives a different she'elah because he didn't want to say beferish that they had passed away. Rashi says balashon she'elah klomer ad she'ata mashil alavi she'alal imi she'av iachoscha. Why are you asking about your brother? You're asking about your mother, and then he asks about the mother. Then he says why are you asking about the brother? So Amar Lehi, he realizes Rabbi Chi is a smart man. He realizes that neither of them are around anymore. Right, you didn't know in the days of old when things happened. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, that if you didn't see somebody for 12 months, you say a bracha of Mechaya Mesim, because you really didn't know if people were alive or not. So here he takes it as if he's told. So Amar Leil Lashameh, he tells his servant, here Rabbi Chia tells his servant, three things. Chalot, actually two things. Chalot li min ali, help me take off my shoes. Right, it's a simon of Avelus, Ni'ilas Hasandal, Vaholich Kli Acharei LeBeis HaMerchatz. And then help me, let's go take a shower. Meaning he was going to do Avelus for a little bit, but then he was going to go take a shower, which is also, it's a rechitza for an Avel. So, Shema Mina Tlas, the Gemara says we learned three things from the behavior of Rabbi Chia here. Shema Mina, number one, Avel Aser B'Ni'ilas Hasandal. Number one, we know that an Avel is Aser to wear leather shoes, Ni'ilas Hasandal. Right, that is, right, all of Hilchas Avelus, Kim'at, everything is, well, it's a machlokes, but a lot of the details are, right, the way the Rabbanan have to tell us. Right, whether Avelus Bechlal is a mitzvah da'oraisa is a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rif and others say the first day of Avelus is da'oraisa, as long as it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKavura. Ba'alei Tosvos say that none of Avelus is da'oraisa. Aninus is da'oraisa, but all of Avelus is da'rabanan. Right, that is the So there are some Gaonim that say it's all Daraisa, but Pashas is only the first day. Is Daraisa, as the Rambam and the Rib says. And even though the Rambam writes in the first halach of Hilchas Avel, the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov Avinu, but Yaslav of Evel Shivas Yamim, says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Right? We don't have to follow Torah based on what was done before Maimed Har Sinai. A large sugya, which we've discussed many times in the past, starting with the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin on Daf Kuf, that we don't learn from before Maimed Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Avil Azazah, Bidin Lassas Andal. So whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon, we don't know this explicitly from the Torah. So number one, you see an Avil Azazah. Vishma Mina, number two, Shmua Rechoka. If you hear about a Ptira not right away, and it's more than 30 days later, Shmua Rechoka, Einan Oheges, Eli Yom Echad. It's only knowing one moment, one day, Yom Echad, because what happened here? He took off his shoes, then he went to take a shower. And Vishma Mina is not even a full day. Mixas Hayom Kekulo. And you see from here, Mixas Hayom Kekulo, you just have part of a day is equal to one day. Again, each of these requires elaboration. Nilas HaSandal, as we know, is leather shoes, similar to Yom Kippur. Shmua Rechoka. Eino Hagazel Yom Echad. There is a Machlokas we've shown him here. The Ramban in Moed Katan, on Daf Chaf, very important Ramban. The Ramban says that all that a Shmua Rechoka requires is one nihug. That's it. He took off the shoes. What do you mean? Did he sit on the floor? Did he do other inyanim of Avelus nihugim? No. Says the Ramban, right here, he says, let me try to just find the line. It says, Akasha li, my height to come, reading, Avel asa, medil sasanta, klomar, bishur, rechoka, pshita, el bamay no heges yomechad, venir li, deino heges, el yomechad, kamar, klomar, shedayo mikol xeris avelis, bechalitas min olo visandalo, vein sarach, sheyelich labeso, viich pemitosa, vis ati ferosho. He doesn't have to do all the others. Just do one nihug. Shahari Rabbi Chia lo asa ela chalitzas min olav. Yad halach labeis ha-merchatz. Lo kaf ha-velo itev. V'chein malacha, rechitza, sicha, tashmish, kriyas ha-torah. Bekula lo noa klum. Lefi she'ein shah ha-achas misparsemes olav be'isser. What a fascinating lashon. What does that mean? Says the Ramban. Shmua Rechoka, it's not even, you're not even an avel for a moment. There's a chiyuv of a nihug avelus. That's what Shmua Rechoka is. I'll read the lashon again. She'ein sha'a achas misparsemes alav be'isser. There's not even a moment. It's not like, even though maybe it ends up this way, but is there, it should be a whole day and it's knocked down by Mixas Yom Kekulo? Or the inherent takana is that it's only for a moment. A nihug for a moment. And then he continues and says, interestingly, Ubevadai, imhaya osik bat bimalacha, oshaya rochets vesach. What if he was in the middle of taking a shower? Or he's in the middle of learning, and here's a Shmua Rechoka. Hareza mafsik sha achas bishum avelus, vechosa lamashe biyado. He says, that wouldn't be enough. In Isser Avelus for a moment is not enough. He has to do a positive nihug of Avelus. Again, this is the Ramban Shita. He differentiates for us, which we'll get back to in a minute, between Isure Avelus, actions that you're not allowed to do, and Nihuge Avelus, positive actions that you have to be involved in. If you look at Rabbeinu David right here, Rabbeinu David argues on the Ramban. He says no. For osa shoshu noeg Avelus, kol mitzvos sheba avel noagas bo beisrael osa asei kagon. Nilas asandal, virachitza, visicha, vachayotzi behen. For amin nilas asandal, lesimin. But really, all of the Isurim would apply at that moment. He also adds the chilah between Isurim and Nihug. But he doesn't just say you can be Yossi with one Isur. He says at the end, Ava mitzvahs ha-noagos pa'avel, but mitzvahs ha-sei, ativas ha-rosh kviyas ha-mitzah enotzarech, sha'avelus sha'ahu. Enotzarech lachzor ha-mitzvahs sheba'avel, el she'enoig Isur, b'mashiyish bol Isur la'avel. Either way, interesting discussion in the poskim. How do you look at conceptually Shmua Rechoka? Is it a one-day avelos that's squished and made into one moment? Or is it no? Even originally, it's not meant to be a little avelos. The sugya mixes Yom Kekulo. It's brought up by a number of the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Nazir on Daf Hey in the Gilyoni Ashas asked the Kasha. Now, some questions you know there's a simple answer to. You just got to formulate it. They say, why don't you say Mixas Yom Kekulo by Shabbos and Yontif? I can't most of Shabbos. I have a busy night ahead of me. Hey, Mixas Yom Kekulo. Right, just like the last day of Avelus, last day of Shloshim, Mixas Yom Kekulo. So obviously, you don't say that by Shabbos and Yantif. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, quoting the Ramah Mipanu, "Didafka inyane tuma va'avelus amrinan hachi b'chtei lama'in bahen." You only say Mikzei Yom Kakulo by topics where, you know, there's a negative. You want to shorten them. It's tuma, there's avelus, avo b'inyani kedusha v'simcha yizem anachon. But you don't shorten inyani kedusha and simcha v'yadar abba. Menarai lohosev michal ala kodesh. The opposite. You don't shorten, you make it bigger. Ulezer romez hakasam alei shvuazos. That's what he quotes from Ramami Panu. The problem that Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on that is, what about Nazirus? Nazirus, according to many Rishonim, is Kedusha. Kadoshi, yeah. And yet you apply the Mixtape of Kukulu to Nazirus. Sometimes you allow, you're able to finish one set and start the next one on the same day. Says Rav Salvechik, Rav Shachter quotes this in Bikmi Yatzon that he heard from the Rav. No, he says Mixtape of Kukulu doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yontif. Because Mixtape of Yom Kukulu only applies to a Milos. It only applies to a time period that you are counting. It does not apply to a calendaric day. Mixtape of Kukulo can only apply to a unit of time that you are counting. Avelus, Shiva, Shiva Simeon Mishit, Nazirus. Doesn't apply to a calendaric day. That's the chiluk. And not only that, continues the Rav Salvechik, there's another requirement for Mixtape of Kukulo. It not only is only by a malos, but as we said before, it's only when there is a nihug, and not just isurim. Where do you see that? The Shulchan Aruch is machalek between Mixas HaYom Kukulo could apply to the end of Shiva and the end of Shloshim, but it does not apply to the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shemin Shin Tzadi Hei in Yoredeya, Mishemes Avivo Imo Barosh Chodesh Nisan, Lo Amrinan, Bechav Tes Ba'adar, Sha'acharav Mixas HaYom Kukulo, Elatzarach Linog Dvarim HaAsurim, B'yud beis chodesh ashikonis, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You need a full 12 months. Asks the Taz right there. Why don't you say Mixtape of Kukulo? B'yud beis chodesh. He quotes from the Trumas HaDeshen. Mixtape of Kukulo only goes to something that you're counting days and not when you're counting months. That's the Trumas HaDeshen. The Kol Shatali B'minyan Yomim, Amrina Mixas Yom Achron Kukulo. Mixas Hayom Kukulo. You can't say Yom if it's a unit of Chodesh. Mashenkin, Ba'avelus, the Tolib, Yud Beis Chodesh, Bechol Duchti, Vimkinim Toma, Mixas Kukulo, Lo Yitzar Lazal, Raksas Michodesh Achron. Vizevada Eno. Okay, that's the Taz. Says Rev Salvechik, no. He says the difference between Yud Beis Chodesh and the others is that Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Nihuge Avelus for Yud Beis Chodesh. There's only Isure Avelus. You're not allowed to be part of Simchas Mareus. You're not allowed to this. You're not allowed to that. Shloshim and Shiva have a positive Nihugim of Avelus. And because they have Nihugim of Avelus, that's what's missing. The Gulo doesn't apply in a vacuum. It has to apply by a Malos, like we said, by a unit of time that you're counting, and where they are. Why there are nihugim? That's what he says. Gather avels yud beis chodesh haynu shimana haavel es asma mi mosaros umitanugim miidunim umeachar chein beavelas ushum nihug dina ki shivas yemei nida the shloah achlam mizav gula also by a nida. Nida needs, he said, it's another parallel. Nida needs 7 complete days. A nida daraisa can't go to the mikvah until after the 7 days. Mashenkin by a zava. Why a Zava could go in the afternoon of the 7th to the mikvah? Why? Because there are nihugin, there are bedikas that have to be done that to create the Shiva Nekiyim. So that's another difference between Zava and Nida, and when you apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kir Kula. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hahuda Amar Donu Daini, if there's someone that always wants to go to Bezdin, every little thing, let's go to Bezdin, let's go to Bezdin. He always says Donu Daini. Amri, Shmami nami don kaasi. It must be that he comes from Shevet Don. Tichsiv don yodin amok achashiv te Yisrael. He always wants din. Fine. Hahu tahavi kaazil va'omer akef yama asisni birasa. Somebody who says on the edges of the sea, on the beaches, I'm going to build my palaces. He likes the sea. Badku vashkachu demizvulun kaasi. They checked and they saw that he was from Zvulun. So when is this from? From the times of the Gemara? Did they know the Shvatim yet? Interesting, when did the Shvatim, right, the 10 lost tribes, I mean, Pasha, how do they know from Zvulun? How do they from Dan? Unless they just had a Mesorah about it. Tichsiv Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkon. And it says Zvulun is always by the chof yamim. Period. V'hashad the kaim lon l'kul yama or urta hu. Okay, now that we've said on yesterday's daf that or is urta, or is always the night time, the night before michdi, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Meir, chometz enu oz, ela oser, ela b'sheish oz v'lamalo. According to everybody we'll have later on. Chametz becomes Asur Daraisa, as we'll see the Makaras later, from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. If that's true, v'nivdok b'shis, so what do you have to do b'tikah the night before for? We've just established that everybody agrees that you have to do b'tikah the night before. So why? Just do b'tikah right before it becomes Asur. V'chi teimen, if you want to say Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvos, there it is, Rabosai, two places in Shas. Here's one of them. If you want to say Zrizim Akdim, Lemitzvos, it's always good to be a Zariz, so Nivdok Mitzafra, so okay, in the morning. I mean the night before, at least just in the morning. That should be enough, Dichsiv, as it talks about by Brismila Ubayom Ashmini Yimo Basara Loso Vitanya Kolayam Kulo Kasha Lamila, the whole day is Kasha, El Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvos, Shemar Vayashkim Avram Aboker. Put that together with the Pasuk by the Akeda. So the morning is Zrizim. So here, why do you have to do B'dika at night? So first, let's finish. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyin B'Bateihem. Now we want to do it at a time when all Klal Yisrael could do it together, when everybody's home, and V'ar Haner Yafel B'dika. In order to do a proper B'dika, you have to use a candle / flashlight, and a candle only works at night. That's when you can look into the nooks and the crannies in the house to find the chametz. And that's why they establish it at a time when everybody's around and when a candle is effective. Amar Abba, period. So that's the why we have B'dika at night, even though we usually hold it as Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvos. There is a fascinating question that's dealt with by the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Gimel, where he discusses, he has a machlokas with the Bris Avraham. The following Shaila. There was a story. You have two Bris Milas to do in the shul. One is a Mila Bismana, one is a Mila Shalom Bismana. Which one do you do first? Which Mila do you do first? Right? It's today. One is today Mila, one is from 2 days ago. Which Mila goes first? So the Bris Avram holds that Kivan Shu Nichnas Rishon Lachiva Mitzvah Yishlamula Rishon. And it's also quoted in the, this Bris Avram is also quoted in the Pisachei Tshuva that you do the one who had a Mila Shalom Bismala first because he was Nolad Rishon. And if he was born first, he has a, he, his Chiv comes first, and therefore you do his Mila first. But others, if you look in the Tshuvas, Yad Eliyahu, also quoted there in the Pisachei Tshuva, that no, the Mila Bismana comes first. Why? Tadir Sheino Tadir. More Brisim are Bismano. V'gam Mikudash. V'od Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So they go back and forth. And the Dvar Avram quotes as Machlokas, the Kavna Rav, and he's Marech, and he proves that you should do the Mila Shalom Bismana first. Why? Because the Mila Shalom Bismana, every second that you don't do the Mit Mila, potential chiyuv kares. Every second you're violating the mitzvah zasei. Masha enki, if it's mila bismana, so what are you missing? You're just missing zrizus. So you do it an hour or two later. You're missing even 10 minutes later. You're just missing zrizus. So it's okay. What would they answer back? Ah, you're just missing zrizus. The answer might be a lundish question, and that is when we say the concept of zrizim akdim and lemitzvos, a question that's asked by five or six different topics like this. It's asked by lifnei iver. It's asked by chatzi shir. It's asked also here by zrizus. Does zrizus or lifnei iver is it what we call klali or prati? Is it a general idea that applies to many mitzvahs? Zrizim akdim lemitzvahs, chatzi shir asa ben haTorah, and lifnei iver, but it's all one category, or no, do we say prati, that it integrates into every aveira, into every mitzvah? Meaning, if you have a bris mila done bezrizus, it's a totally qualitatively different mitzvah than a mila done without zrizus. So maybe that's what they would answer back. What does the Dvar Avraham say? Do the Mila Shalom Bismana. Because the Mila Bismana, you could do it now and in 3 hours from now, it's the same exact Mila. You know what they would answer back? It's not. It's not the same exact Mila. Because Zrizus integrates into the definition of the mitzvah itself, and therefore, you would do that Mila, you would do that Mila first. Good. Just related to this, interesting, the case, the Noda B'Yehuda has a Shiloh. You can't even believe this question was asked. But the Noda B'Yehuda has a Shiloh in Yerodea Tinyonis, in Kuf Samach Vav. There was a baby that had a Mila Shalom Bismana, Shalom Nimo Bismana, B'Yom Hashmini, Midachas Choli, B'Kfar Chazal Abriusa, now he's healthy and he's right to get a Mila. And his Mila is about a week before Pesach. And the father asks, you know what? Maybe we'll wait, because nobody has a siyum ready. So we'll wait and we'll delay it another week for Tainus Bechorim. And we'll be able to have a Sudas Mitzvah that day. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, Veda, ki davar zehu maisa migune ma'od. Lahashos ha-mitzvah. Chas v'shalom, you're delaying the mitzvah. Right, his chiyuv kares, because if you want to eat, v'afilu b'yom ha-mila atzmo. Even on the day itself, we say Zvizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. Kal v'chomer, so litchos miyom liyom, ad shekvar nidcheis mizvana, even though if it's not mizvana, v'kal makom shuv kol yom azimneyu, every day. Yafel Asartas, the question, the rabbi asked the Rabbi Yehuda, did I answer correctly? He says, yes. Yafel Asartas, l'mul b'ngdosh l'mizvana ver Pesach. Yes, you said no. You're not allowing it. And even if he say even says even if they waited, maybe you shouldn't allow them to do it on Erev Pesach, so they don't wait for the next time. Either way, this is the No de Bihuda. He says Chas v'Shalom, this should be the case. Maybe the baby's going to die beforehand, and then the mitzvah will be nitches legamre, and he wouldn't have had a mila without before he died Chas v'Shalom. So therefore, says the No de Bihuda, no way that you wait. One other ha'ara, actually two other ha'aras, and that is, I saw in the Margolius HaShas, he's just medayik, he quotes from the one of the Chassidish Rebbes. Margolius HaShas, we haven't had in a couple of Masechtas, it's a separate sefer, with Chassidish Avarts on various Masechtas. There's one volume on Psachim and Shkalim. So, he writes there, Zrizim Magdimin Limitzvos, not Zrizim Magdimin Bimitzvos, meaning, you gotta rush, to get up to do the mitzvah and the hachanas. But once you're doing the mitzvah, do it slowly. Once you're doing the mitzvah, take your time and focus and concentrate on the mitzvah. Right? It's only getting up to the moment of doing it. But then don't rush through it. We don't want it to feel like an O, like a burden. And therefore, it's only Zvizim HaKdimin Limitzvos, but once you get there, so then one can breathe a little easier. There is a big sugya, halacha l'maisa, and that is when Zvizim HaKdimin Limitzvos comes into contrast, and there's a contest between Zrizim and other halachic values. For example, Berov Am Hadras Melech. Berov Am Hadras Melech. Well, because Zrizim, it comes up a lot by Pidyon HaBen. The Minhag Olam is to do Bris Milah in the morning. But what about by Pidyon HaBen? I could do a Pidyon HaBen on day 31 when we do it. I could do it right in the morning, right after Shacharis, and there'll be 25 people in shul. Or I could do it later on in the afternoon, and the whole family could come. For some reason, people don't schlep in the morning for Pidyon HaBens. But for Bristol, they do. So the Minhag HaOlam in that case, by Pidyon HaBens, many times we make it in the evening and at night. But there's a big question about this. This also comes up. Where did the Poskim talk about this? Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. I could do Kiddush Levana sooner with a smaller crowd. Right? Zrizim HaKdimin. Or Barov HaMadras Melech. I could wait and do it later. Right? Haroa says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simon Laman Hey. Haroa Levana Bechidusha Biyame Chol. The Omer Namtin Lavarech Al Chidusha Ad Motzoi Shabbos. Yafe Mosin Olo. So, Yeri says the Ishlachalek. Where low, is it close? Is there a chance you're going to miss it or not? So that's the basic Shaila. But fundamentally, he seems to say that you would wait. Barov HaMadras Melech. And maybe there's other reasons. Maybe it's more Mekudesh on the Motzi Shabbos. This is the question. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this discussion in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Whether we wait or not. But the Gra is always Zrizus. The Gra is always Zrizus. You do it before Yom Kippur. You do it before Tisha B'Av. You do it before, forget Rovam. No, you always do it as soon as you can. As soon as you can, Zrizus. But again, other Achronim, you know, think that it's possible that But Rov Am might apply as well. Okay, so this is, again, a big discussion of Zrizim HaKdimin LaMitzvos and Barov Am v'chulu. Okay, we continue. Amar Abaya, back to the Gemara Hilkach. Therefore, because you have to do the Bedikas Chameis at night when everybody's there, Haitzur Amir Abanan, the Talmud Chacham, Lo Liftach Be'idnei, he shouldn't start learning. Ba'urta de Tleser de Nagia Besar, on the night of the 14th, Dilma Mashchile Shmaitza, maybe his sugya, maybe the Torah will take over him, Ba'asilim Nu'emi Mitzvah, and that he won't do Badika. There's a special din quote in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to learn when it's the time for the Mitzvah. So, we're going to have a Daf Be'in share about this in the coming week or so, and that is, you know, this, but you have it the general by all mitzvos. You're not allowed to be involved in anything. Seems to be a specific din here about learning by Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz. You don't have such a formulation by others. By the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us, lo yochal, you shouldn't go to the Borsaki of the din. But specifically, Bedikas Chametz has the idea of Talmud Torah. So we'll have to talk about that in the coming days. Boy, my neighbor here, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Hamasker by Yitzchak bar Basar. As I said, there are many Shas topics on this daf. Here's another one. Somebody rents out a house to their friend Ba'ar Ba'asar on the 14th. Almi Livdok. Who has the Chiyah Badika? Ala Maskir Livdok. Do we say the Maskir has the Chiyah Badika, the landlord, the Chamira Didehu? Because the Chametz is in his Rishus. and it's his. Or Dilma la socher lived up to Isra Bershusikoi. Or do we say no, it's the socher because the Isra is in his Rishus? Right? He has rights to live there now. So who has the chiyav Bedika? Stop there for a minute. Rabbeinu David Banfield on Psachim, again, out of all Masechtas, Rabbeinu David plays a role on Psachim and on Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is quoted in every paragraph of the Chiddush Aran, one of the Rishonim. So Rabbeinu David, though, a separate sefer on Masechtas Psachim, which we're going to, as we refer to, at length, he has an amazing suggestion of this question. Pashtus is, the Gemara is asking, on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, who's going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzai, and therefore, who has a Chiyah Bedika? Rabbeinu David says, no. In this case, nobody's going to violate Daraisa. Whoa. Nobody's going to violate. He says, why does he say this? Because he can't even fathom the question. He says, Tamahu zeh, mazu sheila, mishu over Allah b'al yirabai yimatzeh, hu tsareth livdok. I don't understand. Whoever violates by yirabai yimatzeh, he's the one that has to do bedika. So what's the Gemara asking? Whoever violates by yirabai? V'ha'emes bazeh, so he answers and says, Shezeh ha'chametz ain't over on Allah b'al yirabai yimatzeh, lo ha'maskir v'lo ha'socher. Neither is going to violate here. Why not? And he quotes a Gemara, a line from a Gemara in Baba Kama, Zeh she'enu shelo, v'zeh she'enu b'rshuso. Wow. To violate by yirabai yimatzeh, it's got to be yours and in your jurisdiction. If it's shelo and not b'rshuso or vice versa, no bal yirabai yimatzeh, sha'socher hazeh kfar nikne lo abayis l'schiris, b'kesef shayi b'chazaka, v'abayis hu b'rshuso l'gamri l'inyin chametz. O'me'achar sha'chametz hu b'rshuso shel socher, ein ha'masker over bal yirabai yimatzeh. V'kol shekein sa'socher, she'ina shelo ina over alav, v'afish hu b'rshuso. Wow. So that's the question. But even though, and that says Rabbeinu David, what the Gemara is asking here is that even though da'oraisa, nobody's going to violate, Chazal said you should get rid of it. Because it's the chametz of a Jew. Other Rishon and Pashtus, that's not the question. Pashtus, somebody's going to violate. The Gemara is asking who? He said, oh, that can't be the question. That is the question. Okay, that's the question the Gemara asks. Who is it? Socher or Maskir? Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's try to answer from a totally different context. Hamaskir b'ayis l'chavero ala socher l'asos lo mezuzah. The renter has the chi of mezuzah. So, the Gemara is saying, just like chi of mezuzah, maybe that's the chi of bedika also. Says the Gemara, how can you compare the two? Hasam ha'arav misharshi mezuzah chovas hadari. No. By mezuzah, it's the chova of the person living there. Hachamai, but who says that should be the case here? Who says the bedikas chametz is the chovas hadar? Why is mezuzah chovas hadar? Very important Rashi, part of a large sugya. Fourth wide line. Chovas hadar lefi shehi mishamarto. Because the mezuzah is shomer. And the mezuzah guards those who are living it. V'ksiv beischa bi'ascha nichnas v'yotzi, but the mezuzah acts as shmira. That's why it goes by the chovas hadar. Again, there's a lot to discuss, chovas shmira. The Gemara in Menachos mentions on daf lamagimel amabes that if you have a thick doorway, you put the mezuzah as far outside the door, in the further part of the doorway as possible. Why? So you guard the entire inside. Also, that's what he says, right? And the most famous story about mezuzah is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Aleph, where Uncleus converts. He was a convert, and the non-Jewish generals are trying to get him back, and he keeps sending groups of men to go to convince him, and he keeps converting them. And he's getting frustrated, and he says to them, don't talk to him at all, just bring him back here. And they don't talk, and they just see Uncleus point to the mezuzah on the way out. That's the only source in Shas for about kissing the mezuzah and looking at it. He points to the mezuzah, and they say, what is that? And he says, usually kings are inside, and they have guards outside. Here, our king stays outside. And they're like, wow, and they convert. Right? Minhago shalola melech basar adam yoshev mi bifnim ba'avadav nishamrim oso mi bachutz v'ilo kadosh baruch hu avadav mi bifnim v'hum shamrim mi bachutz Hashem yishvar tzei sabo'echa. They all converted and they gave up on Uncleus. But you see, shmira is an important element of mezuzah. That's not why we do it. We do the mitzvah because Hashem told us to do the mitzvah. But there is a shmira element. The Rambam has charif l'shonos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah in Perek Hey. The Rambam writes, Minag pashut shekos v'nal mezuzah mi bachutz k'neged arevach v'imbarashu l'parasha shakai v'ein bazeh hefsin. The Rambam says there's a minag, and then we have this minag too. So on the backs, on the opposite side of the cloth, we write Shem Hashem. Shakai, and sometimes it's a minhag to write some other letters as well. Aval Elu Shekosvin Osaba Bifnim, says the Rambam, in his day there were those that wrote on the inside, the same side of the words. They also wrote on the inside, Shemos Malachim, O Shemos Kedoshim, O Pasig, O Chosamos. They wrote different types of verses and names of Malachim. Harehein Bechlal Misha Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Wow. Says the Rambam, they're heretics. She'elu atipshin, these foolish people. Lo dailohem shebitlu a mitzvah. Not only do they ruin the mitzvah, right, following kalamosev goreya. You have a klaf, you wrote extra stuff in this mezuzah. Ela she'osin mitzvah gedola shehi yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yavaso v'avodaso. You're taking this unbelievable mitzvah, kilu hi kemia. As if it's like an amulet, lahanas atzman, kamosha aliba masachal shezed davar amahane b'avli olam. He says crazy. The Rambam says you're ruining the mitzvah, and there's no shmira there. But so, what do you do about uncles? The answer is, says the Kesef Mishnah, there is a shmira element, but we just don't do it. The Rambam is not denying that. We just don't do it for that reason. We don't do it for that reason. So one has to be very careful with using the shmira element while not focusing on that as being the only element of the mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara. Continue again. Mezuzah is huge, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara. So Hachamai, we're back to the question. So you cannot compare mezuzah to bedika. So what exactly is the halacha here? The masker or the socher? Who has to do bedika? Amar lehu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tanina. We learned it in the following. A masker by Yitzchak Chaveiro. Im ad shelo masar lo maftechos chalar basar. If it's the 14th, before he gives over the keys. Meaning, when the 14th starts, the night of the 14th, the masker still has the keys. Ala masker livdok. So, whenever the 14th starts, it depends who has the keys. Vim misham masar lo maftechos. And if he gives him the keys on the 13th or before, and now the socher has the keys. Chalar basar ala socher livdok. Then it's upon the socher. Why is Mesiras Maftechos crucial? So huge Rashi. Rashi says Mesiras Maftechos, sixth line. Hu kinyan schirus. Rashi comes up with a huge lashon. He says it's a kinyan. Giving over the keys is a kinyan. Tosfos says it doesn't say it anywhere. Look in Kiddushin, where all the kinyanim are mentioned. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. There are many kinyanim mentioned. Well, it doesn't say Mesiras Maftechos anywhere. It says Rashi doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There are those that defend Rashi and say that's not an exhaustive list, an exclusive list. That's most of the time. But kinyan schiris is what's mentioned here. The Karban Asanel here says usually you buy something totally; it's going to be yours forever. So you require something stronger. Kesef Shtar Chazaka, but here you require less because you're being a socher, you're not being a koneh. That's why Mesiras Maftechos is good enough. But again, this is a fascinating discussion, Mesiras Maftechos. This relates to everything that we've mentioned about kinyanim in the past. We mentioned that the root of all kinyanim is the idea of Horaz Bailus. At root, all kinyanim are about a reflection of ownership, what an owner does. So, Mesiras Maftechos, whoever has the keys, that's the greatest. We spoke about this a few weeks ago when we spoke about being kone karka from someone else versus being kone karka from Hefker. There's a difference in the Rambam Shita, in Hilchas Bechira, and Hilchas Zechiyah Matana. But either way, Mesiras Maftechos is definitely a reflection of ownership. Who has the keys? And therefore, says Rashi, that is a kinyan schirus right here. Says the Gemara, Bo emine me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hamasker bar Yitzchak haver bar barasar. So what happens if he gave it to him on the 14th? So he had a chiyah bedika, the masker had a chiyah bedika. Cheskaso badek wein cheskaso badek. Can the socher assume that bedika was done? So l'may nafkamina l'shaylei. Do you have to ask the masker? Could you assume it was done? Says the Gemara, why don't you just ask him? I'm sorry, I didn't read it correctly. L'may nafkamina l'shaylei. Just ask him. So the less l'shaylei de l'shaluye. He's not around. He's not around. So do you have to be torek yourself and do bedika again? You got it on the 14th after the chiyuv kicked in. La truche la haimai. So do you have to be torek? So amalu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tani too. We learned in a brisa. Hakol ne'emanim abir chametz. Afilu nashim afilu avadim afilu ketanim. We know anybody is believed on that chametz was destroyed. Even people who are usually not believed. My time in Mehemni. Why are they believed? Lav mishum the cheskas o bazuk. Isn't it because that it must be that the chazaki is that it's baduk? Diksavar, Hakol Chavir, Meme Sabadika Slamitz. Everybody's a Chavir. Everybody is trusted that they did Badika. Titanya, similar to a Chavir, Taman Chacham, the following case. Chavir Shemes Viniach Magura Malea Peros. If you have a Chavir, Taman Chacham, who died and he already had a bowl of fruit in his house, Afilo Hem Bnei Yoman, even if you know he picked them this morning, you could assume that shumas and maisas were already taken off, because that's what a chaver does the second that he removes the fruit. So too here. It's like a chazakah that it was done. So isn't that why these other people are trusted? Because you assume people who have to do badika. So it's a raya. There is a cheskas baduk. Says the Gemara, umi mai. How do you know that's true? Dilma shiny hacha mishum dekamri hani. Maybe here we believe them, not because there's a chazakah, because we believe them. Right? It says we believe them. Says the Gemara, Atu Amir Dahani Midi Mashash is Bay. What these people say, what a katan says, is worth something. So what do you mean? It can't be because of what they say. So says the Gemara, Elamai, the Cheskaso Badik? What, so you're telling me it's because of the Chazaka? So hai hakol ne'emanim, kol abatim becheskas beduken barbosami baile. But if you're telling me that it's because of the Chazaka, then the words of the Brisa don't fit. The Brisa says they are believed. It doesn't say that we don't need to believe them, because inherently it's trusted. So Elamai. So go back, Elamai. Mishum Amira Dahani, Halo Amri Hani Lo. So what do you say? Only because of something that they said? But if they wouldn't have said that they checked, it wouldn't be trusted? So then at least prove the other way. Tifsho Mine, the Ein Chazkaso Baduk. So prove the other way that the Ein Chazkaso Baduk, that it's not, there's no Chazaka that is Baduk, because we only listen because they said it. So the Gemara says, Lo, La Olam, Eim Alcha Chazkaso Baduk. Really, if you go in on the 14th, you could assume that Badika was done. But the case here under discussion is that it's Cheskaso Baduk, but you know here that it was not done. And then they say, the Kamihani de Badkine, they're trying to reestablish the Chazaka. Could that work? So Mao de Tema Lo Limninu with the Rabbanan, you might say that we shouldn't, because we know that it was not checked, even though usually there's a Chazaka that it was checked. They say that it was checked, so you maybe might say we shouldn't believe them. Kamash Valan, we do. Why? Kiva de Bidikas Chameis Vidar Rabbanan. Since the whole context we're talking about is on a Rabbanan level, the Mida Oraisa. Because on a daraisa level, bittul is enough, the nullification is enough. Hemnu rabbanan bid rabbanan. So rabbanan said it's only about a drabanan context. The rabbanan have the power to say that these nashim vadim tanim are all believed on a drabanan context. Period. Okay. Again, a lot to talk about in these lines. The Tosis talks about ne'emanus. Tosis is in Hemnu, talks about when are, let's say, women or people who are not usually believed as edim. Or when are they believed? So Tosfos says, Afalgav, even though usually we have a concept of biyado, and biyado functions as a type of ne'emanus, because they could have done it themselves, but here, because it's a big tircha to do bedika, so that's why it's not a regular case of biyado. That's why biyado won't usually kick in. The Meiri says it's not so common. It's not like Nida or other contexts where it happens all the time. No, it's something that comes up once or twice a year. So that's why it's not automatic that we will believe them, only because it's Durabanan. The big discussion right here that we have to have is Bitul Chametz. What exactly it says here on the right level, Bitul is enough, and that's why Hemnu Rabbanan, Bidur Rabbanan. What is Bitul Chametz? It's amazing the Gemara never says. What is Bitul Chametz? Rashi says here, Bitul Ba'alma, Dechsiv tashbisu viloksiv tva'aru. Vahashpasa delave hiashpasa. Rashi says, bittul is a form of tashbisu, of destroying one's chametz, and it's belave. What's hashpasa belave? Pashas, it means nullifying it in my heart. Saying to myself, or even verbally, this is meaningless to me. Tosis doesn't know what Rashi is talking about. Tosis says, Rashi, bittul is not tashbisu. Tashbisu is destroying the chametz. Bittul is something else. Tosfos says, bittul chametz means hefker. Demidaraisa bittul ba'amasagi mitamacher. Debitlu ha'achar shebitlu ha'the hefker v'yatzar mishusu mutter. Tosfos doesn't say the words exactly. Being mevatel is being mafkirid, but Tosfos at least says it achieves the same results. So which sounds like that's what Tosfos assumed to say. Mean that mevatel is hefker. So I make it ownerless. If I make it ownerless, I'm not in violation of my Rabbi Yimotze. It says you usually need hefker in front of three people, Tosfos says. No, midaraisa, you don't. That's only a chiddush d'rabbanan. The Ramban, before the Ramban sounds like Rashi. The Ramban says, What's bitl? Sheivatal lachamis belibo v'yachshov oso ke'afar. You think of it as dirt. V'yasim belibo she'ein birshus lachamis klal. And you put in your heart that you don't have chametz in your rishus. That doesn't sound hefkerish. It sounds more like Rashi. The first Ramban on Psachim, the first two-page Ramban on Psachim, goes into this at length. He asks six different questions on Tosfos. How can he be mavatal on a Shabbos? Now let him be mafker on a Shabbos. And the question of three, a number of questions, and he ends up giving a different answer. Maybe for Rashi, maybe for himself. The Ramban says bittul is where one expresses that I have negative interest in this chametz. Eino rotze bikiyumo. I do not want it. I'm not interested in having it. I'm not goresith. I'm not machshivit. Nothing. A positive intellectual destruction, which might ironically be even stronger in a sense than a physical destruction. It's here, but I deny its existence. That's bittul chametz according to the Ramban, and maybe that's even saying he's saying it for Rashi. The Ran here, interestingly, quotes Baalei Tosfos. The Ran likes Baalei Tosfos, that it's a hefker. It's a rule breaker from other examples of hefker. The answer is, because you're trying to do less here. Why are you trying to do less here? So we haven't mentioned it yet, but we have to mention it. The bottom of Vavim Abeis, the din of Rabbi Yishmael. There are two things that are really not in a person's Rishus, but the Torah makes it as if it's in your Rishus. And that is Barber Rishus Arabim and Chametz on Pesach. If you think about it, Chametz on Pesach, how could I ever violate by Rabbi Yematzeh? Chametz is Asher Ba'anah. So if it's Asher Ba'anah, it's not mine. Legally, no? So the Torah makes it as if it's in my rishus to violate by Rabbi Yematzeh. So says the Ran, it's on such shaky ground as it is. So that's why even a little hefker is good enough. It doesn't have to fit into the normal rules and regulations of hefker. But this is the major machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is bittul chametz? Okay, let's just do a little more. Says the Gemara, Iboy lehu. I give you a house to rent, becheskas baduk, umatosheinu baduk mahu, and you find out that it's not baduk. You find some crumbs in there, or you find that it wasn't baduk mahu. Is it a mekachtos? Miavik a mekachtos? Could they go back on it? Could they go back on it? And the Ritva adds, and checking it now doesn't mean that now it's good, right? At the moment, it wasn't baduk. So therefore, is it a mekachtos? So tashma damar abaya. Let's try to prove it. Abaya says. Interesting, usually you don't have a Tashma that quotes an Amora. But here, Tashma, Amar Abaya, Lomi by Ba'asra, Delo Yavi Le Agra, not only in a place where Delo Yavi Agra Batka, where people don't pay for somebody to check, meaning they check themselves, not only in a place where people check themselves, Denichale Le Inish the Kiyume Mitzvah Begufe, that people would rather do it themselves, and therefore for sure here it's not a Mechachtos, because the Socher would want to do it himself. El Afilu Ba'asra Di Yavi Agra Batka, even if people have to pay for it, here it's still not a mekartos. Why? Because people are still happy to do mitzvahs with their money, even if they have to pay for it, they're still happy without it. And if he's screaming and saying, no, I want my money back as a mekartos, Rashi says he's being mishaker. It must be that he found something else wrong with his apartment, that he doesn't want it, but really, people are happy to do mitzvahs themselves, right? You saw Kedoshim Haim, people are happy to do mitzvahs with their money. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time. And again, as I said, I'm going to try to get into a schedule of doing the daf a day earlier. Again, I'm still in transit trying to get these daf up. So, Hashem, but hopefully soon we'll be on a regular schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.